The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I immediately get nervous when somebody asks me if I would be a reference for them for a job or something like that.
Why is that? Because you believe that somebody will now look at your character when they decide whether or not you're actually worth it, or
no,
because you might say the wrong thing.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin somebody's chances of getting a job or something that they're work for by saying something dumb, you know?
sometimes, too, they won't let it go at your first answer or second answer, right? They follow up.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you're the one in the interview. You're like, wait a minute.
It's so
uncomfortable. I'm not on trial here.
Right. It's Anna and Raven. This is so awful to say it and to even admit it.
Okay, go ahead.
But so my babysitter, who, you know, before the pandemic, let's be honest, had a lot more hours than she does now.
Sure.
Now, you know, my husband's working from home and I don't have nearly as many events.
You had her on the lockdown.
Yeah.
Right. It's a different lifestyle right now.
And I adore her. She is the best with
She's
my
been
kids.
There for you. She showed up early. She's there with the kids, right?
4 a.m. if I need her some mornings.
It's amazing.
So when she sent me an email the other day, and she was like, not an email, she sent me a text, and she said, would you mind if I put you down as a reference? Because let's be honest, she's got to survive. She's got to pay her bills.
Sure. Everybody needs a J-O-B.
Right. She's like, if I'm looking for some other babysitting jobs, I was like, it was like somebody sucker punched me because I was like, how do I keep her trapped in my, like, for me?
You
like,
can't
I don't
do
want to share her. I don't want to share her.
Besides
ever.
Locking her in the basement, which we know is not good.
Right. But I immediately said, of course, like, you know, have them call me. I'll tell them how amazing you are, and then I'll lose the only person I've ever loved to watch my children.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to roll back the reference and not go as far as you normally would? Because usually you kind of go over the top with these things, right?
Well,
I mean, that's
the thing.
If you've been asked, it's almost like being asked to give a keynote address.
Right.
Like, you really want to deliver for somebody.
Well, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't.
Right.
So that seems to be an issue. And when it comes to asking people to be a reference for you, there's three things you should do. If you are looking for a job and you need someone as your reference, number one, you should choose people that you're friendly with but not too friendly, and check their social media to make sure they don't post stuff that makes them look nuts.
Okay, right. That's good. And that's important.
Yep.
Right.
Second thing is you have to ask them in person if they'll be a reference, and don't tire your references out. We had one person that worked here.
So don't ask the same person to be your reference
for
a dozen times.
A million times. I have, and she was very nice, but I must
of
have
course.
Had to take 17 calls for her.
Sure.
I didn't even know what she was applying for anymore.
Right.
And I just kept being a reference over and over.
Every time she'd
over.
Ask, we'd say yes. We always say yes.
Right.
I mean, the fact is if you've been an intern and you've worked with us at all, we'll always write a reference.
Right. Or
sometimes
or
we don't even really
remember you.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But we will say glowing things.
And you should always ask the person, always thank them, excuse me. You should always thank them after they deliver a reference for you.
Okay.
And I think most people would do that. If you get a job, you say, thank you for helping me out. That was important.
I got to be honest. Like, there's been a couple times that we've been asked that we felt like we cinched the deal. I mean, we got a couple of these people a couple jobs.
Well, because our nature is to overperform.
Right.
So these people
call us. Oh, we're going to put the song and dance on for you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But if you're asked to be a reference, like Raven and I have been asked a ton of times, first thing you should do, which we have certainly never have done, Raven.
What's that?
Is ask HR if we're allowed to do that.
Oh.
We don't even know if we're allowed to do that.
Yeah, you know, frankly, there's nobody in HR right now anyways. We're in the clear at the moment.
Here's something we've certainly never done that maybe we should have done. We should say no, and we should tell them why we don't want to if we don't think that we can speak to their skill set. I know. See, well, you just lie. Right. Like, I would just lie. Like, yeah, they were great. Uh-huh.
Right.
They were,
right.
I should never be anybody's reference, to be honest. And the third thing is you should not be afraid to lead the conversation with the hiring manager if you're called for a reference. So now all of a sudden, maybe you want that job.
Right. Take over and be like, well, you know, they are good at these things. Not as good as myself because I taught them. But right.
How much does this job pay? But Raven, what would happen if all of a sudden you got a phone call?
Yeah.
And it was somebody asking for a reference from me. How would you react to that?
Well, I'd want to say good things. I'd also wonder why it was my partner was leaving without me.
Right, it would be an awkward situation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to think about that for a minute and try and write something down if you're asking me to do a reference for you.
Yeah, no, I want
to
know what you would say as a reference for me.
Oh, well, I'd be very curious to see what you would say about me.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah, coming up next. Oh, man. It's so uncomfortable when people ask you to be a reference and they're trying to get a new job. It's even worse when, like, you're coworkers with them and then you know, like, wait a minute, are you leaving? Because I kind of need you not to leave this job right now.
It's tough in multiple ways. Like, if you like somebody, you never want to lose that person. You don't want to see them move on. If it's a friend, you don't want to blow it for them because you feel like, wow, they're really close. I know they want this job. And if it's somebody you barely even know, you're like, I got to wait for this call and say all these things.
Oh, and the worst is when they leave messages and now you got to call them back. And now you're playing phone tag with this person.
It's like a job
that
I'm not even applying for.
It's Hannah and Raven. This comes up because my babysitter, who I adore, asked me to be a reference because she's got to pick up more hours. Let's be honest. I don't have anywhere to go right now.
Right, right. Sorry, you're not making more babies just yet.
Yeah. So the thing is that obviously I'm going to give her the best glowing reference I can, but there's always that awkward moment. If you missed it a few minutes ago, we discussed who you should choose to be your reference if you're looking for a new job.
Right.
And if you're asked to be a reference, what you should do. But what do you do if you're in a situation where it's your coworker that you didn't know was looking for another job,
Bing.
All of a sudden gets called?
Phone rings and you're asked.
So, Raven, if the phone rings and somebody was like, are you the co-host of the Anna and Raven show?
Sure.
And you say yes. And they said, can you be a reference for your co-host, Anna Zapp?
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't see that coming. Well, how would you feel?
Well, first reaction is where are you going?
Right.
All right. Didn't discuss this with me. What happens next after that?
You're worried about yourself?
Right. Well, I've got to worry about both those things, right? I mean, we're kind of connected at this point. So, I mean, I've got to take those things into account. But obviously, if
you
wanted
crying?
To pursue something.
Are you crying?
No,
are
I'm not.
Oh, you got tears in your eyes.
No, I do not.
I'm not leaving, Raven. It's okay.
I will kill you. I'm not crying. You're crying.
Right.
No, but obviously, if my friend wanted to go get a job, I would support my friend to go get this job.
So what would you say about me on the phone to help me get the job?
So good or bad? I'm going to go with these, all right?
Okay.
I would say that you're very detail-oriented, as long as you're not distracted by photos or videos of small children or puppies. This is a real problem for you.
They're so cute.
Every once in a while, I hear this video playing over there. Like, and by every once in a while, I mean three times a morning here, and then Anna's off task. I know that.
Babies are so cute.
You are well-suited for the corner office because, not necessarily because you're good with management or anything like that, but it will keep you from, you know, kind of wiping out a quarter of their staff and the people that you, I mean, you're not easy all the time.
What?
All right? I mean, you're highly diligent, but you're not easy.
What?
Okay? And your hair is looking healthier lately. Is your hair fake? Your hair is looking good the last week or so.
I just did it.
Did you get fake hair?
No, I didn't get fake hair. I actually had
it
colored
after 6 months. Wow, it looks thicker. I mean, are you taking vitamins? Like, it's, it's a little bit better.
No, like the pandemic eased up. I can go out now. I kind of do my hair now.
Well, if I didn't want you to get the job, I would say the things that only a morning host knows, that your hygiene is questionable. At best.
Why do you say that?
Well, you have a different showering schedule than most people. I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay.
For most people in an office, that would be maybe a pullback.
Yeah.
You have cheese time every morning between 8:30 and 9.
People like cheese time.
Well, I'm just not sure what their allotted break times are. So they need to be aware of that if they're going to hire you. And you've been known to keep your kid on a leash, which is, we covered that yesterday on the show. And you killed your last three co-hosts. And that's a real thing. And those are things that people need to know.
No, it's not that we don't know that they're dead. We just don't know where they are.
Well, they're gone. Well, I can tell you that.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, good luck with the job, though.
Thank you.
I mean, make sure you've got my accurate cell number on there to give to them.
Got it.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.